The WPIL 6A softball championship game features number 2 Seneca Valley, a team most people expected to be here, taking on number 5 Norwin, a squad few even considered outside of Irwin. The Knights come into the finals looking for a third straight playoff upset, having eliminated number 4 Pine Richland in the quarterfinals to get a shot at number 1 Hempfield, the defending champion. Senior Josie Mahalski smashed a 2-run home run down the line and left to put the Knights up in the first inning. Brooklyn Koch aided her own cause with an RBI double in the fourth. After Hempfield pulled within a run after 4, Rachel Mentier capped a 3-for-4 day with an RBI single in the fifth to cement a 5-2 win. Lexi Hames struck out 18 Cannon McMillan batters, including the first 9 in a row. Seneca Valley downed the Big Macs 7-1, but the score was just 3-1 going to the Raiders' sixth. Abby Kalkowski changed that with a 2-run double. Kara Pasquale added an RBI single, her third hit of the day, and the third trip to the finals for Seneca Valley was secured. The WJPA Sports Network, in conjunction with Greensports.net, is proud to be here at Penn West University, California's Lilly Field, with the WPIL 6A Softball Championship on the line. Number 2 Seneca Valley, number 5 Norwin, it's coming your way next here on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
He's going to take it himself for a championship. Wow. A double play wins it for Gray.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McCutcheon touchdown.
Into the window. Goes
back. Elijah wins it. The championship.
Good afternoon and welcome to Penn West, California's Lilly Field in the 2024 WPIL Softball Championships. Coming your way shortly, it's the 6A title game between Seneca Valley and Norwin. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg along with broadcast partner Nate Rigotti and our NFHS network crew. Jason Tennant's our floor director, Brett Gambita, Scott Donnelly, and Cameron Pritz on camera. And a big thanks to our information guru, Randy Gore, from the North Allegheny Sports Network. This 6A bracket is the smallest of the 12 spring championship tournaments, with only 6 teams making the postseason. And in addition, only the champion goes on to the state tournament. Seneca Valley in the final for the third straight year, winning it in 2022, losing in the finals to Hempfield last year. Norwin finally found its way out of the semis, getting the championship game for the first time ever after losing one round shy in 2019, 21, and 23. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS Network is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition, by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true, and by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. Seneca Valley starts with Lexi Hames in the circle. Period, the end.
Well, I got some good hitters on this team, too, but no doubt led by Lexi Hames. One of the best pitchers in the country, highly recruited, headed to Clemson, going to play in the ACC. She's just phenomenal. There's no other way to say it. A .38 ERA, 222 strikeouts on the year. She has only allowed 5 earned runs all season long. She's the real deal.
Only run she gave up in the semifinal was an unearned run One hit. It was a bunt that went about 8 feet and struck out 18 against the Canada McMillan Big Macs in that win. It was a ball game for quite a while, but then 4-run sixth inning for Seneca Valley put it out of reach for the Big Macs, as if down a run or two at that point already wasn't already out of reach with Hames in the circle.
80% strikeout percentage for Lexi Hames this season. 80% of all of the defensive outs for Seneca Valley have come with K's in the scorebook. It's almost unfathomable if you haven't saw it yourself from Lexi Hames.
Well, and here's one more note about their semifinal win against Canada McMillan. After the first time through the order, when she struck out 9 batters, one reached base on a pass ball, and they backpicked her and got her out. But first 9 batters all struck out. Big Macs didn't swing the bat again. Everything was bunt attempts, trying to just get the ball in play. And, you know, if you're first and third baseman, then know that's coming. You know, you just sit right there. That's how devastating Lexi Hame was to the Big Macs in that win 7-1. Norwood, meanwhile, beat the number one seed Hempfield. Lots of people planning on another get-together, round 3 between Seneca Valley and Hempfield. Those two split their regular season series. Lots of people planning on round 3 happening here in the WPIL finals, but it did not happen, and it didn't happen because of Norwin getting here for the first time ever. 2-run home run in the first for Josie Mahalski, and the Knights were off and running. They ended up winning it 5-2. RBI double for Brooklyn Koch in the fourth. She had allowed just 6 hits and struck out 4. Got 13 fly ball outs. I'm not sure that's the way you want to make a living as a softball pitcher, but needed 21 outs in the game, and 13 of them by fly ball outs. Rachel Mintier was 3-for-4 in the game with an RBI single in the fifth. And those fly ball outs, 7 of them went to right field. Dia Mordzinski to handle those out in that right field area. It'll be a lot of fun.
Norwin didn't just beat Hempfield, stunned them. The Spartans, one of the top teams in the entire state, probably a favorite to make a state title run, don't get into the finals. Don't get into the state playoffs because of their loss in the semifinals.
Only the winner will advance to the state championship. Here's what's happened here so far. And we'll work up in class. We'll just go that way. Chartiers Houston just a little bit ago finished off knocking off the one seed. For the first time, a one seed did not win in the championship game this year. Chartiers Houston, the 3 seed, a 9-5 win, never trailed. Led 1-2, then 4, then 6-0. The Scotties scored 5 straight unearned runs over 2 innings, but the Bucks answered with a 3 spot in the 6th and went at 9-5. The 2A game went to the 1 seed Neshannock Lancers, their 3rd straight WPIL championship, beating Bentworth here for the first time ever, 3-0. Skip up to 4A, where number 1 Elizabeth Forward handed Hampton a 10-2 defeat in the championship game, and the 5A title went to Armstrong. Trailed 3-2 going to the bottom of the 6th against the 10 seed Jaguars, but a 7-run 6th inning for the number 1 seed Armstrong gives the Riverhawks the championship. We've got the 6A game, Seneca Valley and Norwin, coming up next, and then we'll finish up the championship festival here at Penn West, California, with the 3A title game. That matchup you see all the time in the finals, 3 versus 4.
A couple of upsets have happened really throughout the whole bracket, throughout all 6 classifications. A couple of 1s and 2s going down, but a couple of 1s and 2s making the championship games too.
Well, and Norwin started some of those upsets in the quarterfinals, knocking off the 4 seed Pine Richland. Norwin went in to the 6A bracket with 6 teams getting in. They were number 5. Knocked off the 4, Pine Richland 3-1. Then the top seed Hempfield 5-2 to get here. Seneca Valley only needing 1 playoff win to get here. That's because they had a quarterfinal round bye, and then knocked off the 6, Canada McMillan. Get a picture of, get a look at the bracket there. I guess we didn't. Have you put that up there every game?
Yes, he has.
I'm a radio guy. I'm still not used to looking at the screen, except when I know something on there I'm going to want to see, like a Like a sleeping pierogi or something like that.
Well, extremely proud to be part of the crew here at the NFHS Network to bring all six of these softball championship games to you on video. Really cool production that we've been able to put together. And I just want to thank our producer, Jason Tennant, behind us, who's really the mastermind behind this whole operation that make all this happen. Of course, our cameramen as well, Cameron Pritz and Scott down there and Brett up here today. Good crew. Glad to be with you, Bob. Excited for a 6-day championship game.
Been a lot of fun, my friend. We've been at this, you and I, together a long time. Not as long as Mark Uriah, who's retired from the game. And certainly wish him, though we're going to press him into action when we get into the state playoffs next week. We'll check the starting lineups and get to the first pitch when we come back here on the NFHS Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Welcome back to Lilly Field in the WPIL 6A Softball Championship. Let's take a look at our starting lineups. First of all, for the 5-seed Norwin Knights, coming in with a record of 10-10 under Brian Message. Shortstop Bailey Snowberger will lead off. She'll be followed by right fielder Dean Wardzinski and the third baseman Josie Mahalski. First baseman Rachel Mintier in the four spot, followed by pitcher Brooklyn Koch and the second baseman Izzy Deering. Addie Grimes will play left field and bat seventh, followed by Lily Holtzman, the catcher, and center fielder Maddie Kugler. For the Seneca Valley Raiders and head coach Marlise Hames, 20-1 on the campaign. Designated player Abby Kalkowski will lead off, followed by the center fielder Kara Pasquale and the pitcher Lexi Hames. First baseman Bella Gross in the four spot, followed by third baseman Nev Miller and the catcher Anna Kalkowski. Right fielder Kylie Stout in the seven spot, followed by the shortstop Olivia Harum and the left fielder Riley Cratchville. Flex player is the second baseman Addie Winkle. Just a minor change in the Seneca Valley batting order from what we've seen and what we saw in the semifinals as well. Home plate umpire is Mike McConnell, Sam Puglisi at first, Kevin Malone at second, and Margie Byers, the umpire, at third base. Bailey Snowberger will lead off for the Knights. We're set to get the 6A championship game underway.
Maybe. Lexi Hames asking for time right away.
She's looking for a rosin bag, I think. She had it hooked in her belt the whole time. Lexi Hames, a very deliberate worker in the circle. Ball in the glove, hands together, ball to the right hip, out in front, up, down, wind and deal. First pitch is a fastball, high for ball one. And that routine that I just described, move by move, does not change.
Well, it works for her.
Indeed it does. Ball and no strikes. Hames deals. This is high with a fastball, 2-0. Seneca Valley lost in the WPIL finals a year ago, lost in the state finals in 22 after winning the WPIL championship, did not qualify in 2021. Ames brings the 2-0. Snowberger hits it into the gap in left center and over the head of center fielder Pasquale. Gets to the wall, hustling into second. Snowberger with a leadoff double.
Now just strokes this one. I mean, this just goes to a little bit to the left of center, right into the gap and bounces to the wall. Good strong hit by Bailey Snowberger to lead off this game for the Norwood Knights. Just 10-10. Maybe the biggest surprise to get in the championship game this entire week. Who knows what could happen here in this one? They've been able to knock off some big power houses like Hemfield. Maybe they pull off an upset here today, and if they're going to do it, they're going to have to be able to hit Hames, and they do right there.
The Knights, winners of three of their last four after a 4-3 seven-game run, started the year 3-6. Bunt shown and the bat left out. Wardzinski charged with a strike on the bunt attempt.
Tried to follow that pitch up high. As Hames has been high multiple times here already, and catcher Kolkowski going to call time here and go out in the circle and talk to Hames.
Knight's going to take the opportunity to get a little uncharged chat going on as well. If you're Wardzinski and you realize that pitch is up out of the zone, you want to pull the bat back. If you leave it out, it's a strike. It's an offer. The first two pitches to Snowberger were fastballs high. Perhaps Hames took a little something off, brought the ball down, and was stroked to the fence. Snowberger with the double. Pitch to the plate, misses wide. It's a ball and a strike.
Not sure you could see it on her face there, but because of Hames' unique windup, she came set at the hip there for that moment, and you saw Wardzinski show the bunt, pull it back, and then she got a smile on her face, and then as the windup continued, she put the bunt back out.
Yeah, she doesn't get snookered this time. With hands come back in front, hand slides up the bat, square around, pitch taken high for ball two.
Might have been a little off the plate to the outside.
Mike McConnell, coordinating a really veteran crew in this game. Runner at second. Nobody out. Top of the first inning for the Knights. Bunt shown. Pitch taken down and away. Ball three. Now how many times, Nate, have we talked because of the better seeded team being the home team here this weekend? We've seen teams get opportunities in the first. Those that have taken advantage of them have typically come out with the victory. Leadoff double is certainly the start of an opportunity for the Norwood Knights. Three balls and a strike. Ball bunted foul and up onto the roof of the third base dugout. That would have been right in our lap if we were working there, where our crews have existed for a couple of years, a couple of times we've worked up on there.
I am enjoying being out here in center field.
Three balls, two strikes to the right fielder, Dean Wardzinski. Hames, long pause, it in front, brings to the plate, swing and a miss, comes all the way back to get the strikeout. So Snowberger still at second. One down here in the top of the first inning. Another thing that's happened, by the way, in the home plate area, guys, I don't know if you've realized it or not, but the media operations have all been moved to the first base side, and the WPIL game ops are now on the third base side, which is a complete reversal from years past. Josie Mahalski stands in now. Takes a pitch up and in. Ball off the glove of the catcher, Kalkowski, and the wild pitch leads Snowberger to third. That ball just kept running in to the batter and then got really up into her, under her chin. And catcher Anna Kalkowski unable to snare it. The wild pitch.
Snowberger so fast, she actually got to third and rounded it. Like, she might have a chance at home if the ball goes elsewhere.
1-0 count at the plate. Pitch in the dirt, 2-0. This is three straight batters. Hames, after at least a couple of pitches, has been behind in the count. 2-0 to Snowberger, and then she doubled. Got the first strike against Wardzinski, but then went 3-1 before coming back to get the strikeout. Pitch up and in, and this one hits the batter.
Sure does. It almost hit her in the previous pitch, and this one gets away from it.
That pitch just kept running up and in. One of the things I think, there's a little bit of talk going on. I don't know at what level it's going on, but there is talk that what just happened would advance all runners, forced or not. But, again, I don't know if that's gotten to any state level or not.
Yeah.
Athletic trainers out to check on Josie Mahalski, hit by that pitch. That pitch just kept running up and in. The first pitch of the at-bat did the same thing, just not quite as far or as high. So runners at the corners now for the Knights, and now Seneca Valley going to gather in the circle. The infield, the obligatory fist bumps and hand slaps. First and third, one out. Top of the first inning, the Knights' opportunity growing. Rachel Mintier steps in. The Knights' first baseman awaits the first pitch from Lexi Hames. Swing and a miss at a pitch in the dirt. Drop ball just vanished.
You know, these two teams, because 6A is so small and they play all in one section, they have played before. Both of them, Seneca Valley wins, but just 3-0 and 2-0. They've played Hempfield close.
A 1 fastball, way upstairs again. Ames has had early trouble controlling the heater. And maybe just trying to get a little extra on it, and sometimes that leads you to hold on to it just a little too long. And she has missed high the majority of time when she's missed. 1-1 to Mintier. Ames now steps off.
Well, the umpire moved his hand out. Did you say home plate umpire pointed his left hand out?
That's a ball. I
wonder if we just mentioned the deliberate and time-consuming pre-pitch ritual. Ames misses in the dirt, blocked by Kalkowski. 2-1. And this pitch upcoming, first we're going to get a trip to the circle. Marlise Ames, and she has cleared the circle. This is mom and daughter right here. There's no catcher. There are no infielders. This is head coach slash mom and daughter.
Yeah, having a conversation out there. Not the best start for Hames. Let's not forget, too, she's been battling some neck and shoulder issues that have not allowed her to pitch to the level that she likes to pitch to or can pitch to at times.
You go back to the loss to Hempfield on May 1st. Hames did not pitch that game.
Ames, the Pittsburgh Union Progress Player of the Year each of the last two seasons.
Two balls, one strike, the count. Ames to the right hip, out in front, up, down, and to the plate. Strike called just above the knees, over the heart of the plate. Ames a little quicker this time to the head of the circle, and now the pitching rubber, and that might be what Mike McConnell said to her on that stoppage. Here comes the 2-2 to the plate. Misses high out of the glove of the catcher, Kalkowski. Pass ball brings in the game's first run. Anna Kalkowski just did not catch that pitch. Mintier aboard. Mahosky to second. And the batter now is pitcher Brooklyn Koch. Pitch in for a called strike from Hames. Now the Knights with one across already. Just want to keep going here. Only one out in the inning.
It's more runs than they scored against Seneca Valley all year.
Exactly. And the Raiders, they don't score a lot around. I mean, they score second most in the classification, score 7.2, but they struggle at times to score. Pitch in for a called strike to Koch. Mahalski at second, Mintier at first. Lexi Hames winds and deals the 0-2. Strike three. Nope, must be strike two. All right, my apologies. Okay, thank you guys. My apologies. That was strike two. We'll redo that. One ball, two strikes. Swing and a miss. Ball dropped by the catcher, but doesn't matter. Batter's out. And good awareness of that by Kalkowski, not to start chasing people around or come up throwing the ball, which happens sometimes. Two outs in the inning now, and Izzy Deering to the plate. And you got to have softball IQ that tells you, like, first base is occupied and there's less than two outs. The batter's out. I don't have to do anything. Deering takes the first pitch high for a ball.
Norwin has not been aggressive on the bases, not trying to steal anything other than on the pass ball.
One of the reasons there, Hames is so fast to the plate once she goes. Swing and a miss. Looked to take a little something off that pitch and got Deering out in front. A run in courtesy of a pass ball. Tapper foul in the home plate area by Deering. Norwin, three of the first four batters reaching base. But as often is the case, everybody else, the other two have struck out.
Hames asking for time now. Looking into the dugout to get the pitch call here.
We have a walking around sign hoping to get on the video broadcast. But pitch to Deering. Takes strike three looking. Three strikeouts in the frame, but Norwin gets on the board. A leadoff double, a wild pitch, and a pass ball. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Norwin 1, Seneca Valley coming to bats here on the NFHS Network. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sorting fertile land. I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, wonder likely, she about it. What he posts, wonder likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got it sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Set the defense for Norwin. Brooklyn Koch in the circle. Lily Holtzman behind the plate. It's Rachel Mint here at first. Izzy Deering, the subject of that walking around sign, at second. Josie Mahalski at third. And Bailey Snowberger, the shortstop. Outfield from left to right is Addie Grimes, Maddie Kugler, and Dean Wardzinski. Abby Kalkowski, the DP, Abby will lead off for Seneca Valley. Denny Mader says that the rule thing that I talked about is not an NFHS consideration for the coming year. Pitch in off speed, wide right. It's taken for a ball.
Just missed the corner.
Just missed the corner.
Holtzman trying to frame it up.
Abby Kalkowski steps back in. It's a pitch at the waist outside for a ball. The Norwin fans asking for, like, where was that? Kalkowski, 286 average, ground ball, roller, shortstop, Snowberger gloves, throws and gets first out.
It's a nice play there by Snowberger. It's one of those soft rollers through the circle that sometimes can be trouble, especially in softball for infield singles, but Snowberger makes a nice play and gets the out at first.
Kara Pasquale comes to the plate now. Right off the bat, that ground ball rolling right in our direction. Thought that had a chance. We've seen a number of those kind of batted balls get out into the grass, but not sharply as sharply hit as others that we've seen. First pitch misses low and away for a ball to Pasquale. One out here in the bottom of the first. The 1-0 pitch to the plate. Popped up foul. That's going to get out of play. Probably rattled some nerves over in the concession area. Hit off the metal roof of that building. One and one. Koch in no hurry. Now steps on the pitching rubber. Off-speed pitch. Drops away from the zone. Ball two. Mentioned Denny Mader and certainly appreciate his availability to us for many, many years on rules questions. Swing and a miss, slap run up attempt by Pasquale, and she got out of there before the ball got there. Two balls and two strikes, nobody on, one out, bottom of the first. Norwin, the field team, leading 1-0. Swing and a miss. First strikeout of the game for Brooklyn Koch. That'll bring up the three-hitter, Lexi Ames.
Not only the great pitcher, but 385 batting average on the year. So the thing about the Seneca Valley team, you've said they've struggled to produce runs at times. They're going to intentionally walk her there. They'll just let her have first base.
She has 8 home runs. Somebody else is going to have to beat the Knights, at least here in the first. Courtesy runner at first base. Emery Rice.
Not the first time Hames has been intentionally walked. How about this story? In a game against Pine Richland, she was intentionally walked with the bases loaded twice in the ballgame.
That is the Barry Bonds treatment to an extreme. First pitch swinging by Bella Gross, fouled off and out of play.
That game, by the way, a 22-3 win for Seneca Valley over Pine Richland.
Yeah. A couple of RBI for Hames with the bases loaded walks. But it's already bad enough. I'm not going to let you swing the bat. Gross takes a pitch outside, evens the count at 1-1. You know, so I've seen a number of Bentworth games this year, and of course, the WPIL's leading hitter, Cindy Gonglick.
Yep.
She has been walked over and over again, especially as the season progressed. And you know, these kids all play travel ball. They all know each other. Coaches know who's who. And Gonglick intentionally walked a number of times, even with first base loaded. And now Mike McConnell calls time. And now he goes to the Norwin dugout. I think the delay here. And we saw after the conversation that that Hames picked the tempo up a little bit. Pitch misses low and away. It's 2-1. He did not call a ball.
He put up 2-1 ahead of time, and now he just put up 3-1.
All right then. 3-1 pitch. Called strike, runner steals second. That's Rice, the courtesy runner. I don't think Holtzman had any idea whatsoever that Rice was running. Mike McConnell not going to let either of these pitchers take too much time in the circle. And comes the 3-2. Ball ripped down the left field line, but foul. That goes into the setback area for the tarp roll.
Good thing they have that tarp, though. After the rain we had earlier this week, they had to take it off yesterday.
Indeed, they had it covered when the nastiness that was here on Wednesday when we were supposed to be here. WPIL with the early morning call on Wednesday to postpone the games. Fly ball to left. Good measure on it by Eddie Grimes. Make the catch and end the inning. Two-out walk and a runner left on base. We played one. It's Norwin 1, Seneca Valley nothing in the 6A championship game here on NFHS.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Norwin Knights come to the plate here in the second. 7-8-9 hitters. 9-player lineup for Norwin. No designated player. 7 hitters. Addie Grimes, who handled the flyout to end the Seneca Valley first. Lexi Hames toes the rubber, rocks and deals. First pitch taken high for ball one. Colleague Jason Kern here at the facility again today. Eyes always out for high school talent. Swing and a miss.
Yeah, Grimes. I saw him sitting underneath the scoreboard earlier, head coach at LaRoche.
This 6A game was originally to be played on Wednesday. Ball fouled off straight back, and if my brain is working correctly, it was scheduled to be the third game on Wednesday. But when all three games got moved to today, Chartiers-Houston went from the middle game to the first game of the triple header because they have commencement tonight. And then that moved this game up to the two spot and took what was supposed to be the first game of the tournament, of the weekend, to the last game. Pitch misses up and away. 2-2. Of Grimes awaits. The 2-2 pitch. Hames obliges. Ball shot right back off the glove of the pitcher. Shortstop will pick it up, but Harum has no play. Ball rocketed right back up the middle, and Hames nearly stuck the landing.
She stabbed at it, had an opportunity, got the glove to it, just enough to knock it down, but not enough to be able to make a play.
Second straight inning with a leadoff hit. Batter now is the eight hitter, Lily Holtzman. Does Brian Message bunt the eight hitter to bring up the nine? The answer is yes. Bunted foul to the backstop screen. You know, in some regards, you know, just thinking that you don't bunt eight to bring up nine, but if your lineup is constructed so that your nine isn't what historically would be a nine hitter, maybe you do. Holtzman back in the box, not showing bunts, swings and misses, and now is in an 0-2 hole. The other thing that you look at, maybe you bunt eight and nine to bring the runner to third with your leadoff batter coming to the plate. Hames brings the 0-2. Holtzman takes it up and away, and that pitch goes to the backstop. No bunt necessary, runner to second.
Got to take advantage when you can.
Second wild pitch of the game thrown by Lexi Hames. Has also been a pass ball. Hames 1-2, down and in, swung on and missed. Fourth strikeout. All four outs of the game so far by strikeout. It's raising that 80-plus percentage number you gave me earlier. It's hard to go up.
Tell you what.
From there, it's like we were talking about Sydney Gonglick for Bentworth. And hit by a pitch, her first at bat, and then had a single, her second at bat, and her batting average went up from 750-something. It's hard to go up. First pitch misses inside for a ball to Maddie Kugler, batting for the first time in the game. One out and a runner at second. Hames deals. Pitch at the knees, called strike two, inner half. One ball, one strike. Hames winds and deals. Strike called. One and two.
That one at the knees.
Well, Hames, with if she can work the fastball at the knees and then throw that drop ball in the same place, be very tough customer to try to figure out. And that has been the case. 1-2, flared foul. And you think about it, the ball's coming out at the same location. It's coming to you. It looks the same. And all of a sudden, whoosh, one of them blisters by you at the knees. One of them falls off the table and skitters across the plate in the dirt, perhaps. And you're flailing at it. Ball and two strikes. Runner at second and one out here in the Norwin second inning. Hames runs a fastball up and in to Kugler.
I will say, despite the four strikeouts, Norwin's come to the plate ready to hit. They've had some good at bats.
Two balls, two strikes. Hames again, hands to the right hip, in front, up, down, and to the plate. Ball fouled off.
Say it's hard to beat a team three times. Norwin swept by Pine Richland in the regular season, swept by Hempfield in the regular season. Came back and beat them both in the playoffs. Swept by Seneca Valley. See what happens here today.
A Another 2-2. And that pitch waved at and missed in the dirt. Dug out by catcher Kalkowski. Puts the tag on Kugler.
Didn't see the frustration. She looks up to the sky right away like, you got to be kidding me. Why did I swing at that one?
Bailey Snowberger to the plate. Doubled and scored the game's only run. She's going to be intentionally walked. Turnabout's fair play. So runners at first and second to bring up DM Wardzinski. Swing and a miss. Wardzinski, a couple of bunt attempts her first time up, and then ended up striking out. Coach Wheels always turning. Wardzinski fouls one off. And that one flies over the concession stand. Count 0-2. Leadoff single for Grimes. She went to second on a wild pitch, but she's stuck there. And then after two strikeouts, Bailey Snowberger intentionally walks. She's on at first. Lexi Hames winds and deals the two-strike pitch, throws it to the backstop. Wild pitch. Second of the inning, third of the game. Ball and two strikes to the two-hitter Wardzinski. Hames kicking some dirt in front of the pitching rubber. Now starts her delivery routine. To the plate, 1-2. Pop foul straight back. You all right in there, partner? Get you squared away or no?
Yeah, I screwed up my score sheet back from the first inning. That's why I'm like, wait.
You were a batter off? Is that what
yeah,
you
Yeah, I was
okay.
a batter off.
All right.
We got to Snowberger and a little confused, but I got myself straightened out.
Hey, five more days. We've been here a week. Line shot on the ground. Gets past the diving second baseman. One run is in. Throw to the plate. Not in time. Two-run single for Dean Wardzinski. Walk Snowberger. Wardzinski makes you pay. 3-0, Norwin. Third hit of the ball game.
That was just a rope up the first baseline. Beautiful hit by Wardzinski to bring in two runs.
Comes Josie Mahalski as the Knights flex out to a three-run lead here in the early going. Saw the three-seed Chartiers Houston do that to top-seeded Union in the 1A game. Pitch to the backstop. Another wild pitch. Third of the inning. Wardzinski into second. Mahalski watch that ball go off the tip of the Kalkowski catcher's mitt to the netting. Single and a wild pitch, a couple of strikeouts, an intentional walk, a wild pitch, two runs, single, and another wild pitch. That's the cliff notes of this second inning. Swing and a miss. Good cut by Mahalski. Ball and a strike. Oh, what a big hit for Wardzinski and the Knights.
Seneca Valley, 20-1 this season. They've only allowed three runs or more on five occasions all year.
1-1, skitters in the dirt. Two balls and a strike.
Today makes six.
Mm-hmm. Lexi Hames touched up for three runs, two of them earned. There's another number for you to check. Earned runs allowed by Hames.
Five all year.
All year?
Five earned runs all season.
And now seven with two in this game. Two balls and two strikes. The Seneca Valley right-hander winds and deals. Pitch misses high. Ball three. Back pick throw to second. And I tell you what, Wardzinski was daring catcher Kalkowski to throw it there. But Kalkowski did the right thing. She took a couple of steps first and made Wardzinski commit back before throwing it.
Snowberger led off the game with a double, right?
Correct.
It's the first extra base hit Lexi Hames has given up all season.
3-2, swing and a miss. And there's the sixth strikeout through 12 batters. All six outs by strikeout, but the Knights add two more runs on two hits thanks to the two-run single from Dan Wardzinski. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Norwin 3, Seneca Valley nothing in the 6A WPIL championship game on the NFHS Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Nev Miller to lead off the Seneca Valley second. Change up. Misses from Brooklyn Koch. She got the fly ball off the bat of Bella Gross. Koch's lead was 1-0. Now 3-0. Fly ball to left. Grimes giving chase over toward the line, right at the foul line. Not get the indication as to whether or not that was fair or foul, but right at the line. Gonna look there, didn't see. Fly out to left, we'll just leave it at that. Anna Kalkowski, the catcher, to bat. Ground out a strikeout and two F7s so far in the game. Line shot right at the third baseman. Mahalski sticks the glove out, nails it. Two outs quickly.
Hard hit right at her.
Kylie Stout to bat now. Kalkowski, Stout, and Harum, the change in the lineup from what we saw in the semis. Moved Kalkowski from the, the eight spot up to the six. Dropped six to seven and seven down to eight. South Park and Mohawk coming your way in the 3A championship, the final of six championship games here. Ball and a strike to Kylie Stout, the right fielder. Knees bent, that back straight up. It's a ground ball up the middle, knocked down by the backhand by Deering, and does not have a play. First hit of the game for Seneca Valley.
That's a tough play there for the second baseman. Deering has to try to backhand it, moving towards the bag, come spin around and make a play at first. Good infield single there for Stout.
And had to go hard, too. That ball was hard hit. Olivia Harum to bat now. Pitch off speed, drops in for a called strike.
Right down the middle.
Two out in the Seneca Valley, second. Raiders looking for a little two-out magic. Another off-speed pitch dances away for a ball, 1-1. The big green bird's about to show up again. Pittsburgh Pirates supporting the WPIL baseball and softball championships. 1-1 fouled off.
Usually means our buddies the Pierogies are not far behind him.
Yep, the Pirate Parrot, the Pierogies, and the Bucko Brigade all in the house. 1-1, two strikes the count to Olivia Harum. Pitch misses low. Caught's not going to overpower you. Does a nice job working edges, changing speeds and locations. 2-2, down and in, strike three. Harum waves at it, could not find it. Second strike out of the game for Koch. Seneca Valley gets its first hit, but strands another runner. We played two. Norwin 3, Seneca Valley nothing here on the NFHS Network.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 17th at South Point and helps fund the student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling quickly. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
That Pete, the pierogi?
Potato Pete, my man.
Potato Pete. Now, here's a question. He's won four straight pierogi races here. Do those count at the stadium?
I don't know. We're going to have to see if they put him up on the – I don't think it's fair. Jalapeno Hannah's not here.
Sauerkraut,
Saul, Oliver Onion. I mean, come on. You can't count them.
Chester Cheese out today.
Cheese Chester got hurt yesterday, by the way.
He did.
He was running in one of the races, tripped and fell.
He pulled a stitch on the on a pinch, you know. He got a pinch there on the pierogi. Rachel Mintier stands in, took the first pitch for ball one from Lexi Hames. 3-0 in favor of the 5-seed Norwin Knights. Swing and a miss. Count even up at 1-1.
5-seed just 10-10 this season.
3-6 start to the year. I mean, you go 3-6 in 6A, you got to be thinking, man, we're in trouble. Then went on to win four in a row, but hit a skid, lost three straight before winning three of their last four to get here, including quarter and semifinal upsets in the WPIL playoff brackets. Two balls and a strike to count to Mintier. Lexi Hames, the Seneca Valley right-hander, makes her way to pitch to the plate at the waist, swing and a miss. Six outs so far accomplished by the Raiders defense, and all six strikeouts. In the semifinal win against Cannon McMillan, the first nine batters all struck out, though one of them did reach base. That didn't get last long, got backpicked by the catcher. Roller up the third baseline, nearly had a ball in play for an out. The count holds at 2-2. So nine strikeouts the first time through the order against the Big Macs, and nine more over the next 14 batters to end the ball game. By the way, she struck out Olivia Ford a second time, and Ford reached base on another pass ball. She got on base, struck out twice and got on base both times. Swing and a miss. Mintier down, waving that pitch running in on the hands. Seven strikeouts now for Hames. But we came in. The challenge for Seneca Valley is finding enough people to get enough hits. the Norwin Knights in the championship game for the first time. Finished fourth in 2018. Went to the semis each of the next two seasons with COVID in between. To the quarterfinals in 22, semis last year, and finally getting through that round and into the championship game. Fastball misses low.
Yeah, Norwin has not missed the playoffs since 2016, seven straight seasons. Can't count the 2020 COVID year, of course.
But on the other hand, only made it twice, three times from 1999 through 2016. Only qualified for the playoffs two times.
How come your notes stop at 1999?
25 years.
Okay. Gotcha. You go back 25 years.
I could go back further, but
well,
I thought I would go 25 years.
That's why I asked.
Swing and a miss. Potts trying to catch up with a high heat there. Here's the thing. Players that I broadcast their games in 1999 have kids who are playing in games today. Two outs here in the inning now. Two out, nobody on. Izzy Deering to bat. Ames deals to the plate, swing and a miss.
Oh, issue on the shoulder there. After the swing. Grabbing the shoulder.
Izzy Deering, a couple of practice swings there, assuring the dugout that she is all right. Fastball misses high, ball and a strike. Young Norwin faithful here with the big green bird, the pirate parrot, right here in front of us.
That's a cool shot right there with those youngsters. Uh-oh.
Oh, now lead.
Bacon Burt's behind you, though.
Hey, Bert, how you doing, man? Pitch up and away, check swing, able to hold up.
Bob, we have to have this conversation with Bacon Burt. He can't lose another pierogi race. He just can't. He can't lose another one.
Well, it could be the hiccup with the camera yesterday that got him into a skid there. And pitch in for a called strike. It's 2-2 now. Now Bert, the parrot, they're all getting together here. I thought Bert was going to go hassle us with the camera. Two strikeouts in the inning, eight in the game for Lexi Hames. The right-hander winds and deals. Ball popped foul, going to get out of play. I have to tell you that Lexi Hames' pre-pitch routine as a batter would drive me absolutely nuts. Gets the sign, kicks a little dirt, asks for time, indicates that to home plate umpire. The batter steps out. Deering back in, ready to go. Hames as well. Hands up and down. Now to the plate. Fastball misses high. Three balls. Two strikes. 3-0 lead for Norwin. So far, two out, nobody on. First time that's happened to them in the game. Hames, payoff pitch. This is high, ball four. Third walk allowed by the Seneca Valley right-hander. Addie Grimes to the plate.
Good at bat there by Deering.
Now with runners aboard, Ames has to rein in the overpowering speed. Misses wide for ball one. They have unofficially four wild pitches thrown in the game by Lexi Ames. We're two outs into the third inning. Norwin trying to run the upset special through the WPIL bracket. Pitch in the dirt. Nicely picked. Throw to second. Not in time. Ball goes into center field, but Deering takes second on the wild pitch. Ball well picked by Kalkowski, but 2-0 now. Grimes had a base hit, scored in that second inning. Ames deals, swing and a miss, and the ball eludes the catcher. Kalkowski, pass ball here, just in and out of the glove. And so Deering to third. Second pass ball of the game. The first one allowed Bailey Snowberger to score the game's first run.
Yeah, pass balls and wild pitches have led to runs for Norwin in this one. See what happens here.
It's called a strike. The ball off the glove again, but it fell right at the feet of the batter, Grimes. Pitch looked to run inside, so called a strike. Ames ready to go and brings the 2-1. Swing and a miss. I'm sorry, that was the 2-2. My apologies. That's strikeout number 9 in the game. All 9 outs through 3 innings. Strikeouts for Lexi Ames. The Knights get a 2-out walk and leave a runner aboard. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Norwin 3, Seneca Valley nothing on the NFHS Network.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Going to college for esports feels amazing. Growing up, it's something I never thought would happen. My family never thought it would happen. And then within 2.5 years, here I am.
He's actually a madman whenever it comes to playing on the sticks. You know, he's going to be the first one that pursues this into an academic career.
Me getting an esports scholarship could show other students that it's possible for them too, as long as they put their mind to it and put some effort into it.
Bert started creeping up on our camera that he wiped out yesterday.
Oh, my God. I love the atmosphere here. The kids are having fun. They just gave away some complimentary pirate tickets to a bunch of youngsters. This is just fun out here.
After we get through the state playoffs, we're going to go have a Green Sports WJPA Sports Network Day at the ballpark and have a blast with that. Looking forward to it. Well, bunted back by Cratchable and not handled cleanly in the circle. And Cratchable reaches base.
It wasn't really a bunt. It was swinging.
Yeah, it didn't really have much chance. That ball took a couple of hops and then just died. And Koch had to go get it. Base hit.
Yeah.
Second hit of the game. Ball slapped down the right field line. It's going to find its way foul.
Not a ton of room down either foul line, really, in foul territory.
Kratzbo on at first to Abby Kalkowski, grounded out to short her first time up. Pitch misses up and away for a ball. And one thing that we haven't gotten yet is a lot of, there have been plenty of atmosphere and fun stuff happening, but still kind of subdued all around the ballpark as of yet.
Especially for the 6A game, which is, I think is a little surprising for the bigger schools.
Pitch popped up in the infield, and in the circle it drops, throw to second, going to get the force out. Big softball IQ play there by Josie Mahalski. She dove to try to get the pop-up, didn't, but realized the play is still alive, and she's able to pick it up and throw to get the force out at second.
It was a great attempt. Really laid out right at the back of the circle, trying to make the catch. Doesn't get there, but because that ball was popped up like that, it held the runner at first to see what would happen if the ball was caught.
Well, fouled off, out of play.
See Pasquale taking a couple of cuts there.
Runner at first and one out now here in the Seneca Valley third. We play seven innings by regulation. If we're tied after that, we'll go to extras. Pitch misses down and away. We have not had to invoke the run rule situations yet. We've been close at least once. Thought we were going to see that happen, but we did not. 15-run margin or more can end it after three or four. Fly ball coming toward the fence in center, and it gets down. Kugler tried to make the grab. She'll get back up and play it back in. But an RBI triple for Kara Pasquale gets Seneca Valley on the board. It's 3-1.
Just ripped into the gap over the center fielder's head. Couldn't quite make that catch. Ball goes all the way to the wall. And Pasquale gets into third, standing up. Gets a run on the board.
Batters Lexi Hames, but she won't get to bat. Intentionally walked for the second time.
Probably going to have Rice come out on to first, and we do. As a courtesy runner.
Rice running at first with Gross coming to the batter's box. One out in the inning, tying run aboard now. That's the thing about the intentional walk. Put the tying run on base. But to be honest, and you know my feelings about the phrase scoring position, Lexi Hames standing in the batter's box is in scoring position with a bat in her hands. Well, popped up foul, going to get out of play. So I understand the intentional walk. Whether you like it or not, that's really your prerogative. But Ames has 8 home runs on the year. Oh-1 to Gross, again fouled off. That's going to get out of play, back onto the media area tents. So 0-2 the count. Kratchevo with a base hit that didn't go 15 feet out in front of the plate. She was forced out on a ground ball hit by Abby Kalkowski. Pasquale with a fly ball triple to straightaway center field to score Kalkowski. And then Lexi Hames intentionally walked, gave way to the courtesy runner, Emery Rice. The ball's in two strikes, the count to Bella Gross. Koch deals a line shot to center. Shoe-top grab is made, and the runners do not advance. And the Raiders are fortunate that Rice recognized it quickly enough to sprint back to first.
Yeah, Kugler comes charging in and makes that catch, and the runners didn't really hold. Pasquale stays at third, thinking that one's going to get down. By the time she comes back to the bag, she doesn't have enough time to tag up.
Good chance. I want to see that replay again because interesting play there by Kugler. She came and then almost stopped and then came another step to make the grab at her shoe tops. Batter here is Nev Miller. Takes the first pitch for ball one. Runners at the corners, now two out here in the inning. Miller, a fly out to left in her first at bat. Pitch right down the inside edge. Stealing second is Rice, and she'll get there without a throw. So the tying run potential at second base now. 3-1 lead for Norwin. Swinging a foul tip back into the glove. And get that fly ball coming right at us. And could just see a little hesitation and one more step and go down to make the grab. I don't think Kugler was trying to deke the runners in any way. She's able to get it in. Swing and a miss. The strikeout of Miller by Koch ends the inning. Third strikeout of the game. But the Raiders get on the board. They score one run on two hits, including the RBI triple for Pasquale. Two runners left on base. We played three. It's Norwin 3, Seneca Valley 1, the WPIL 6A championship game here on the NFHS Network.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hey, conductor, how about something new? You played this last year.
Come on, get your head out of your sacks.
We're trying to hear.
Well, I'm sick and tired of hearing your kid play the wrong notes.
Where's my kid solo?
At least you can see your kid. Why is my kid stuck way in the back?
The conductor only plays his favorite.
My kid heard that solo.
You see what I did?
Yeah,
come
on.
Three innings in the books. Norwin with the better of it so far. 3-1 lead over the number 2 seed Seneca Valley Raiders. Lexi Hames brings a fastball for a called strike to the 8-hitter catcher, Lily Holtzman. 9 strikeouts through 3 innings for the right-hander for Seneca Valley. Righty deals right down the middle, called strike 2. The original listed start time for the South Park Mohawk 3A championship game was 3:30. That's not going to happen. If we were ending right now, we wouldn't get started at 3:30. 0-2, swing and a miss. 10 strikeouts. 17 batters, 10 Ks. Four runners left on base. Three runners have scored, and the other 10 have struck out. Maddie Kugler to the plate. She struck out. She was number 5, ending the first time through the batting order. Swings and misses. A couple of things about Lexi Hames' delivery. Pitches are around the plate. They are hard and they move, making it very difficult to hit. Fly ball to right center field. Outfielders converge. Ball in and out of the glove of Pasquale. And up to second goes Maddie Kugler. Nearly a collision. Pasquale and Stout converging at the last minute. Stout went deep. And Pasquale reached up. The backhand attempt, the right-handed center fielder going to her left reaches up across her body, and when she hit the ground, the ball came out.
Would have been a phenomenal catch had she made it, but can't carry it to the ground, really. I mean, she gets it in the glove, and as she hits the ground, it pops out.
A double. Certainly more than routine effort there. Runner at second, back to the top of the order. Ball lifted foul to the backstop screen. Four
Four hits in the game now for the Knights, two of them for extra bases. Extra base hits, just something that Lexi Hames has not given up many of. Given up two here today. Snowberger. Double, a run scored, a walk, and another run scored. Ground ball foul. Situation the last time through. Raiders walked Snowberger in this situation. But then Wardzinski made him pay with a two-run single. One out in the top of the fourth. Runner at second. For the Norwin Knights, looking to get above 500. Fastball misses high. Long pause for Hames. Ball on the hip. And now to the plate. Check swing. Takes it high for a ball. 2-2 the count now. For 2 days all year, the Knights have been above 500. Give you more on that here in a minute. Pitch to the plate is popped up. Catcher over, sheds the mask. Kalkowski makes the grab in foul territory. Nice play by the Seneca Valley catcher. Two outs, and DM Wardzinski comes to the plate now. Let me correct myself. Four total days. They won their first game and lost, and then won their third game and then lost two in a row. And the last time the Knights were above 500 was April 24th. Lost three straight and four of five. Pulled to the 500 mark with a semifinal win, and that's where they sit right now.
Doesn't matter how the season begins. It matters how it ends.
Indeed. Two out here in the fourth. Wardzinski trying to drive in another run. Pitch misses low and away. One ball, one strike. Maddie Kugler, the one out double. She's still at second base.
That was more fun to watch.
Swing and a miss. Ball and two strikes. I think Brett Gambita is about to get in trouble. I think he's about to get in trouble. One ball, two strikes. Lexi Hames trying to keep the deficit for the Raiders at 3-1. Wines and deals. Strike three.
Wow.
Side retired. 11 strikeouts. No runs a hit. One left on through three and a half. Norwin 3, Seneca Valley 1 in the 6A WPIL championship game on NFHS.
Come on, Bert.
Bert. Friends here all the way from PNC Park. Who wants a t-shirt?
I want a t-shirt. I want one. Okay, we're good.
Bert. After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
Go to the bottom of the fourth, bottom part of the batting order for Seneca Valley. Six hitter Anna Kalkowski leads off, pops the first pitch up. Second baseman Izzy Deering makes the grab. One pitch, one out in the fourth. Brooklyn Koch has allowed one run on three hits. There goes the Bucko Brigade. One out here in the fourth. Kylie Stout to bat. First pitch outside for a ball. We've had pretty well-played games. We did have first game today had, what, five total errors, two for Union, three for Chartiers Houston, and it nearly cost the Bucks, but their bats bailed them out. They had a 6-0 lead and gave up five unearned runs. Union to get within a run. Kick saved by Koch to the third baseman. The throw not in time. Kylie Stout legs it out. That shot back up through the box. Koch kicked it. Third baseman Mintier made a great play to try to get an out. And the play at first. Second hit of the game for Stout.
Bang, bang at first. Koch took that hard off the ankle here, and they're going to address it. Athletic trainers, umpires, coaches, everybody out there.
Yeah.
That one came hard off the left ankle.
Jason, we see that early in that play again? That ground ball coming right up the get-go. And, yeah. It did go off her leg. It wasn't exactly a kick save. She didn't kick at it to stop it, but she's trying to pick her foot up out of the way, and as she did, it hit off the left shin.
Yeah, more of the shin than the ankle, but they make her run back and forth here. They made her trot back and forth between the bag at second. Going to make her throw a couple of pitches, make sure that she's okay.
Well, on the right-hander, that's her land foot. But I tell you what, you'd have to have a bigger tow truck than I've ever seen to get me off the out of the circle in the WPIO championship game with a 3-1 lead. Yeah, bang, bang play at first. So Stout aboard with the one out infield single. Olivia Harum, who struck out earlier in her only at bat. Ready to stand in. Harum, the shortstop. Pitch misses low for a ball. One out here in the Seneca Valley fourth. Fell behind 3-0, but got a run in the bottom of the third. And had a runner to third with just one out. Off speed, drops low, 2-0.
You got it, BK! Let's go, kid!
Thinking that's got to be that camera down by the tarp roll. Pitch in for a strike, indeed. I also think that's the lady that wanted a piece of Brett Gambita for him making her move or something. Fastball in for a called strike, 2-2. Runner at first and one out. Two balls, two strikes. Koch deals. Ball laced to right. Line drive caught. Throw back to first. Out. Double play. 9-3. Twin killing to end the inning. Harum lines out to the right fielder, Wardzinski, and she sticks the throw to Mintier to end the frame. No runs, a hit. Nobody left on. We've played four. Your score now. Norwin 3, Seneca Valley 1 in the 6A WPIL championship game here on the NFHS Network.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
first baseman, Rachel. Josie
Mahalski will lead off the Norwin fifth. The Knights looking to add to a 3-1 lead. Scored a run in the first, two in the second, gave up one in the third, and we're now going to the fifth. We play seven innings. First pitch misses high from Lexi Hames. She has struck out 11 batters so far today, but has also walked three and uncorked five or six wild pitches now in the game. Mahalski awaits, 0 for 1, also hit by a pitch. Swings and misses that pitch just above the belt. She tried to load up on it. Outfield pretty much straight away in all three positions. We were set up today where we were set up yesterday. We would be looking right over the head of Kara Pasquale, the center fielder. She is on a straight in line to home plate. Ball fouled off by Mahalski. Double for Snowberger in the first. Single for Grimes in the second. Wardzinski later a two-run single in that inning. And Kugler with a one-out double in the fourth of four hits against Hames. Fastball goes clean to the backstop. Count at 2-2, board says. South Park Eagles warming up in the batting cages on the right field line. Playing the 3A championship game next here at Lilly Field. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 12. It's Mahalski down for the second time.
Took a big cut at that one.
And everybody has struck out at least once except for Bailey Snowberger. And maybe the only thing that kept her from joining the club was the foul out. Really great running play by catcher Kalkowski on a foul pop. Batters Rachel Mintier now. Swing and a miss. When Hames is in total control of throwing it where she wants to, she is pretty much of the here it is, hit it if you can, and the answer has been usually you can't. Fastball misses high. Ball and a strike to first baseman Rachel Mintier, a walk and a strikeout in her two plate appearances. Wind and deal does Hames. It's a fastball on the inner edge for a called strike. Winner of this game will travel into District 10 to take on McDowell, the sub-regional winner. The indication from the bracket is that's the matchup, or that's the way it will be aligned. Swing and a miss. A baker's dozen strikeouts for Lexi Hames. First round state playoff games are hosted in the PIAA district on the top line, and all the brackets I see have McDowell on the top line and the WPIL champion on the bottom line, though I did read in one of the services that said that the winner of this game would host, but that is, I do not believe, correct. Pitch in for a called strike to Brooklyn Koch. Three straight strikeouts for the second time in the game for Lexi Hames. 0-1 count. The right-hander deals. Koch takes a called strike, too. Maybe simply coincidental, but Hames has looked to have a little better command and control since the Raiders got on the board in the third. The last two innings, she has appeared to be a little sharper. Ball popped up in the infield. Harum, the shortstop. Second baseman Winkle will take charge, and Winkle will make the catch in the circle to end the inning. Three up, three down go the Knights for the first time in the game. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Norwin 3, Seneca Valley 1 here on the NFHS Network.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Bottom of the fifth inning, bottom of the batting order for Seneca Valley. Riley Cratchville to bat, makes a first pitch. Drop ball from Brooklyn Koch, low for a ball. Pierogi race. We thought there was a chance. Ball flared. Down the right, left field line, foul.
It's five. Five wins for Potato Pete.
We thought there was a chance.
Bird was looking good there early, but Potato Pete turned it on, man.
We were cheering for... Oh, well. Just didn't work out. But, as we've said, it's tough to sweep the season series.
Put me in the bird cup.
Bird will have one more shot.
One more game to go here from the WPIL championships.
The ball's in two strikes. The count to Cratchable. Koch winds and deals, swing and a miss. Just a fourth strikeout of a Seneca Valley batter. One out here in the inning. Back to the top of the order, and Abby Kalkowski reached on a fielder's choice and scored the Seneca Valley run in the third. Grounded out to short in the first, 0 for 2. Ball popped up. Second baseman Deering has it measured and in the glove. Two down.
Fifth inning moving along.
With the aid of the double play, it's seven straight retired. Two out in the fifth. Kara Pasquale to bat, tripled to center, laces the shot. Layout attempt by the second baseman Deering, and the ball rolls out of her glove. No chance for Snowberger, the shortstop, to throw it back across. And a base hit. Good piece of hitting there. Pasquale went down and got that pitch down around her knees. Served it up the middle and nearly an outstanding play. But
ball just died to the right of second base.
And now an intentional walk to Lexi Hames.
They're not even going to let her swing the bat in this championship game. Third intentional walk. And we'll see if we have Rice come on to run.
She's already there. Two on, two out to Bella Gross. Gross strokes one but foul down the left field line.
Little kid making the play out there. Look at that. Out on the road.
To this point, Gross has not made Norwin pay for the decision to three times intentionally walk Lexi Hames. though one of those opportunities to do so was the outstanding play by Maddie Kugler on that sinking line drive.
Well, she straightens out the one she just fouled out of play down the third base line. Could be in trouble.
Ball on a strike, the count. 2-1 and two out. Seneca Valley, the tying runs aboard. Ball hit well, and that one's going to splash down in the retention pond. That one's not coming back.
Nobody's going over the hill looking for it either.
1-2 the count. Bella Gross way out in front of that pitch from Koch and pulled it way foul. Norwin right-hander winds and deals. Ground ball snared by the pitcher. Throw to first, inning over. Two-out single. Another intentional walk. Two runners left on base. We played five complete. Norwin 3, Seneca Valley 1 in the 6A WPIL championship game. And you're enjoying it all here on the NFHS Network.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
The innocence of youth. Is there anything any better? But soon they'll be in high school and facing all the same challenges you faced. How to make friends. How to fit in. How to be cool. We want our children to have everything they'll need to live fulfilling and productive lives. Make sure the kids in your family are among the more than 12 million participants in America who take part in high school sports or activities.
Through five innings, Norwin protecting a 3-1 lead. Yesterday we saw the 10 seed take a 3-2 lead to the sixth, but couldn't hold it. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Izzy Deering to bat.
Yeah, umpire's holding things up here. Look down at the first baseline. Everything seems to be okay. Maybe a ball came in from South Park warming up over there for the 3A championship coming up next.
Deering swings at the first pitch, pops up to the shortstop. Harum catches that. One pitch, one out.
Looks stronger off the bat. Kind of died there in the infield.
It's back-to-back outs that were not strikeouts.
It's true.
There have only been three of those in the game so far, two of them in a row. Addie Grimes to bat, 1-for-2, single and a run scored in the second, and a strikeout to end the third. First pitch, swing and a miss. Well, regardless of what happens, Seneca Valley is going to get the top of their batting order, at least their leadoff hitter up. Even if nobody gets on base, they'll have chances to get back here and take a lead for the first time. But
important to note, too, only the winner goes to the state playoffs.
That's huge. Norwin trying to get the required three playoff wins to get to go there. Seneca Valley, because of the first round bye, only has to win twice to go to states. That's the reward for finishing in a first place tie, four games clear of the field. Seneca Valley and Hempfield were clearly the top two teams. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 14. That'll bring up Lily Holtzman. She is fanned twice, and now I don't think Holtzman's going to get the bat. Looks like we're going to get a hitter.
Leah Holtzman.
Oh, it will be Holtzman. It just won't be Lily. Leah, freshman. First lineup change for the Knights today. Got a little fan somewhere around our microphone. All right, Holtzman steps back out. Hames, the head of the circle. Now ready to go. Right-hander deals. Drop ball misses down and in. Ball one. Leah Holtzman pinch hitting here with two out in the sixth. Swing and a miss. Trying to avoid becoming the ninth straight batter retired since the Kugler double. Foul out, four strikeouts and two pop-ups since then. Swing and a miss, pitch in on the hands. And I'll correct my own math. She was trying to not become the eighth straight batter retired. After that double. Strike three looking. 15 Ks in the game for Lexi Hames. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Norwin 3, Seneca Valley 1 in the WPIL 6A championship game on the NFHS Network.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Five, six, seven hitters for Seneca Valley. Nev Miller to lead off against Brooklyn Koch. 3-1 lead for Norwin. First pitch swinging, ground ball up the middle, base hit. Miller swinging at the first pitch, got something out over the plate and able to roll it right up the middle.
It just goes past the pitcher to the pitcher's left side in Koch.
Just the second time in the game, a leadoff batter reaches for Seneca Valley.
Let's see what we're going to have here. Really, we're going to have a substitution, a pinch hitter. Will be Lauren Foligno, the junior.
He's going to bat. Leadoff runner aboard. Six hitter Kalkowski lifted for the pinch hitter. First pitch misses low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Koch deals. Ball popped up. Shallow right field. Wardzinski makes the catch. One out.
Hung up there. Plenty of time for Wardzinski to come underneath it and make the catch.
Kylie Stout, the scheduled hitter. She will stand in with a couple of base hits already. Six hits in the game, and Stout has two of them. Swings at the first pitch and hits it over the head of Wardzinski. Three hops to the fence. Rounding second, heading for third is Miller. And heading into third with an RBI triple is Stout. 3-for-3 on the afternoon.
What a great day for Kylie Stout. As Seneca Valley cuts into this Norwin lead, just roped that one out to the fence. Right center. Sliding in safely to third. Scoring Miller.
Second triple of the day for Seneca Valley.
Big opportunity now for the Lady Raiders.
Olivia Harum to the plate. Runner at third. A run in. One out. 3-2 lead for Norwin. Knights led 3-0. Seneca Valley getting one in the third. One here in the sixth and still in golden position to at least tie the game. Harum, strikeout and a line out into a double play. 1-0 pitch, grounded hard into right field, tie game.
Three ball. Hits in this inning already, and that ball just up that first base line. Allows Stout to score from third, no problem.
Ball quickly past Mintier and into right field. The bottom part of the batting order doing the damage. 7, 8, 9 hitters for Seneca Valley have 5 of the 8 base hits.
Nora wants to talk about it.
The game now tied.
I believe we have a
pinch hitter. It's Paige Vols. Number 19. Paige Vols to hit for Cratchville. Couple of pinch hitters here in this inning. Harum on at first with the RBI single that tied the ball game. Still only one out here in the sixth. Pitch misses low, 2-0. Think about some of the stuff we've seen in sixth innings this week in the championship games. The big uprising by Armstrong to beat Thomas Jefferson. 7 runs in that to come from down a run. We saw Chartiers Houston answer a big inning from Union an inning earlier to plate 3 runs in the top of the sixth inning to reestablish a 4-run lead. Now we've seen Seneca Valley here in the sixth get a couple and look to add on. Ball popped up foul and count even up at 2-2 to the pinch hitter Paige Vols.
Still just one out in the inning with 2 runs across. I mean, go ahead run standing at first base right now.
Single, fly out, RBI triple, RBI single. And the 2-2 pitch misses wide for ball 3. Brooklyn Koch deals swing and a miss, and the batter is out. And again, good IQ there by catcher Lily Holtzman to not make a throw there with only run out and first base occupied. The batter is out. 2 outs now. We'll go back to the top of the order and Abby Kalkowski to bat. That is 5 strikeouts for Koch. Kalkowski 0-for-3 in the game. Takes a first pitch in at the knees for a called strike. Well, we know this now. Somebody is going to win the 6A WPIL championship game in their last at bat. We are tied at 3 in the bottom of the sixth. Monchon, pitch outside. Runner on the move and no throw. Stolen base for Olivia Harum.
She's out there now for Kalkowski, standing at second base. Anything into the outfield here could give Seneca Valley the lead.
One of the things that we've seen in D1 softball, I'm sure we would be going to a review right here, a challenge to look and see if the runner left early on the steal, but there is no such thing in high school. Ball fouled off by Kalkowski, and the score goes to one, or the count goes to 1-2. Go ahead, run at second base. Koch gets the sign and deals to the plate. Just missed outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two runs in, a runner at second. And the leadoff hitter, Abby Kalkowski, swings. Line drive to right. Coming on is Wardzinski to make the catch. The lineout ends the inning. But the Raiders scored two runs on three hits, leave a runner aboard. We're through six innings here on the NFHS Network. Your score, Norwin 3, Seneca Valley 3 in the WPIL 6A Championship.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
What rhymes with great?
Participate.
Where does greatness start? Here, in the classroom. On the stage.
In the pool. On the field.
Where will your greatness take you?
To better grades.
To more friends.
Yeah!
Be great.
Participate!
For Norwin, it'll be 9-1-2 to bat up against Lexi Hames, who seems to be getting stronger as we go. 3-3 to the seventh. First pitch misses high and away for a ball. When we go to the bottom of the inning, it'll be 2-3-4 for Seneca Valley. Maddie Kugler, a double in two at-bats today. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chase something up out of the zone.
Hames has had her way for the most part. A couple of wild pitches and pass balls have plagued the Seneca Valley defense, allowed Norwin to move some runners around and put them in scoring position.
Ball and a strike to the nine hitter, Kugler. Swing and a miss. 15 strikeouts in the game to this point for Lexi Hames. Again, I really think she has really settled in with that first run for Seneca Valley in the third inning. It has been smooth sailing ever since. One base runner since that time. And that was Kugler. 1-2, takes it inside for a ball. Tough take in a nine spot in the batting order in a tie game with the championship on the line. Two balls, two strikes. Hames took too long, and Kugler steps out. Looks like the Knights are somebody in the bullpen. Strikeout number 16 comes for Kugler, or for Lexi Hames, getting Kugler for the second time. One out in the top of the seventh. Back to the top of the order. Bailey Snowberger will get the bat here. Double in the first, walk in the second, scored both times, fouled out in the fourth. Takes the first pitch Here high for a ball. Ames checks the wristband, steps on the pitching rubber. Hands right hip together, in front, up, down, step forward and throws. Fastball right down the heart of the plate, swing and a miss. Three straight strikeouts for a third time for Lexi Hames. That is the matching the longest streak she's had. Ball popped up foul. That's going to get straight back and out of play. Here's something to think about. 2 weeks from today, the PIAA softball championships and baseball championships will be finished at State College. Second day of that two-day title festival. Ball and two strikes. Swing and a miss. Strikeouts now.
Just the rise ball. They have struggled to hit her rise ball all day.
Dean Wardzinski, who drove in the last two Norwin runs, seems like a long time ago now, and it was back in the second inning. Norwin took a 3-0 lead. Wardzinski ripped the ball on the ground through the between the first and second baseman. Swing and a miss. Part of the lineup will bat for Seneca Valley in the bottom of the seventh. Question is, will they need a run to extend the game or one to win it? Wardzinski takes high and tight for a ball, 1-1. Norwin, 10-10 on the year. Seneca Valley, 20-1 on the season. Ames misses low and away, ball two.
By the way, that is Abby Telly warming up in the bullpen for Norwin.
Koch allowed three hits in that sixth inning and two runs that tied the game. Pitch down and away, and now it's 3-1 to the two-hitter Wardzinski with Mahalski waiting on deck. Knights have not had a base runner since one out in the fourth. Ames 3-1 to the plate, misses high, ball four. That is the fourth walk allowed, plus a hit batter. The Knights have just four hits and none since the fourth. Now a two-out walk brings up Josie Mahalski.
Had the two-run home run versus Hemfield to put him here.
First pitch from Hames. Strike called at the knees. Now one thing's for sure, Hames gives you enough power. You get solid contact, that ball can fly. Breeze is blowing from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole, so across the playing surface. Ball fouled off. And now an 0-2 hole for Josie Mahalski. Hames struck out 18 in the semifinals to get here. Chance with a strikeout here to get to 18 in the championship game. And set the table for the offense to walk it off. No balls and two strikes. Hames rocks and deals. Mahalski pops it up in the infield. Shortstop and second baseman collide. Second baseman Winkle makes the catch. And the side is retired. A two-out walk and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's Norwin 3, Seneca Valley 3 in the WPIL 6A championship game on the NFHS Network.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Pitcher in the game, Abby Telly, who was loosening, takes over here in the seventh. Here are your numbers on Brooklyn Koch. Cannot win, cannot lose. Six innings, charged with three runs all earned, allowed eight hits, walked three, all intentionally, and all of those to Lexi Hames, who is the on-deck batter. Five strikeouts for the Norwin starter. And the other change, that was the only thing we heard, right? Just the pitching change.
I was, I'm looking around the infield now.
Koch in the middle part of that batting order. If we go to extras, she's due up second, but we will see. Kara Pasquale leads it off. Swing and a miss against the lefty, Telly. And now you get left on left.
We have Koch give up those two runs on three hits. It seemed like Seneca Valley was figuring it out a little bit.
Ball hit in the air, foul territory, and drifting out of play off the bat of the left-handed hitting Pasquale. 0-2 the count now.
I like the change just to keep Seneca Valley from getting too comfortable.
On, 0-2 goes to the backstop. Good fastball there from Telly. I mean, Holtzman coming up out of the crouch just could not catch up to it. 1-2 the count. 3-3 tie here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Seneca Valley scores. They win the title. Ball slap foul. If Seneca Valley does not score, we get bonus softball. Seneca Valley Raiders, third straight year to the WPIL Finals. Champions in 22, lost to Hempfield last year. Expected to meet Hempfield again this year, but Norwin said, not so fast, mon frere. Pitch misses high, 2-2.
And that's such a local rivalry between Norwin and Hempfield, too. Next door neighbors.
Two balls, two strikes to the leadoff batter here in the seventh. Abby Telly, the lefty, in relief of the starter, Brooklyn Koch. Winds and deals, 2-2 to the plate. Popped up. Hit well, coming towards center field. Room, though, for Kugler. Yeah! Makes the catch. Good look, that one coming right into our living room. It's us up under the white tent. One out in the inning. Lexi Hames intentionally walked. Emery Rice takes over at first.
Four intentional walks today to Lexi Hames. They have not let her swing the bat. And it's worked out every time. She's been left stranded.
Winning run on at first in Emery Rice. Bella Gross, 0-3 in the game, comes to the plate. First time against Abby Telly, obviously. Telly deals. Ball popped up to the third baseman, Mahalski. Makes that catch. No throw across. Two down. And now Nev Miller comes to the plate. Miller swung at the first pitch she saw in the sixth off Koch and singled to start that two-run uprising that sent us to a 3-3 score into the seventh. Runner at first and two out. Telly winds and deals. Miller checks off. And we are going to get an appeal. Yes, swing. Sam Puglisi says, yep, went around. Plate umpire Mike McConnell asking on the appeal. Check swing ruled an effort, an offer at the pitch. Comes the 0-1 to Miller. Takes high, runner on the move. Throw down. What a great grab and tag. An outstanding play. Snowberger coming across the bag. The throw on the first base side. She grabs the throw and gets a tag on the body. Going by. Tags Rice out to end the inning. And indeed, we're going to get bonus softball here in the WFBIL 6A Championship. We're through seven. Your score, Norwin 3, Seneca Valley 3, here on the NFHS Network.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hey, conductor, how about something new? You played this last year.
Come on, get your head out of your sacks.
We're trying to hear.
Well, I'm sick and tired of hearing your kid play the wrong notes.
Where's my kid solo?
At least you can see your kid. Why is my kid stuck way in the back?
The conductor only plays his favorite.
My kid heard that solo.
You see what I did?
Yeah,
come
on.
For the first time in the WPIL Softball Championship Festival here at Penn West California's Lily Field, we're going to extra innings. So much for the run rule shortened games that we haven't seen yet. I'll get a little bonus action here. 4-5-6 due up for Norwin against Lexi Hames. A combined 0-7 and a couple of walks. Rachel Mintier, the first baseman, stands in. A walk and two strikeouts. First pitch misses wide for ball one. But the Knights have four times today intentionally walked Lexi Hames. And then her courtesy runner gets caught stealing to end the end regulation.
That was a great play defensively.
Swing and a miss. Belt high fastball. Mintier can't find the measure of it.
You said it earlier. Hames has really settled in since that second inning when Norwin scored its second and third run. Since then, she's only allowed one hit. From the third to the seventh.
One hit and two walks, that's it. Fastball misses up and away to Mintier. Mentioned Mintier, a walk and two strikeouts. Kotch, two strikeouts and a pop out. Deering, a walk, a strikeout, and a pop out. Two balls, one strike. Hames in that routine, now deals to the plate. Swing and a miss, brought something up and in on the hands, and Mintier had already committed to swing. 2-2 the count now. At some point I should point out, I have broadcast a PIAA softball game that went 22 innings. I just thought I'd mention that. It has happened. Ball fouled off straight back. Though I will say that was back in the days of the pitching rubber being at 40 feet, and pitchers were at that time the dominant player in all of sport. The number one dominant player in any sport was a great softball pitcher. Alexi Ames is saying, what are you talking about? It's 43 feet now, and I've struck out 17 batters. Ball fouled off straight back.
Chance to make that a couple more here in extra innings.
one base runner for the Knights since that one-out double in the fourth. That was the two-out walk of Wardzinski in the seventh. Breaking ball misses outside, fills the count. Mintier working the count full, trying to find a way to get on. Top of the eighth inning. Line drive to right, but playing toward the line. There to make the catch is Kylie Stout. One out. And it will be Abby Telly to bat. Came on to pitch in the bottom of the inning. So Telly batting for the first time, obviously. Left-handed hitter stands in with one out, nobody on in the top of the eighth. First pitch in for a called strike. Telly, 5'2 sophomore, left-handed batter. Stands at the ready, Hames delivers. Pitch runs down and away and actually hops out of Kalkowski's mitt. Nobody on base, no damage done.
Fans have really filled in here for our next one with Mohawk and South Park.
Yeah, the 3:30 game. One, check swing went. Yep, strike two.
Yeah, a sea of red filling in the left field viewing area.
The visitors from Mohawk who will take over the third base dugout when this one ends. Comes the 1-2. Strike three called. Ball ruled to be on the outside edge of the plate. So a second straight playoff game with 18 strikeouts now for Lexi Hames. That'll bring up Izzy Deering. Two out in the inning, top of the eighth. And Knights just struggling to get anybody aboard. Swing and a miss. And only three runners since the second. Scored two runs in that inning. Two out, two-run single for Diem Wardzinski to drive in Grimes and Snowberger. And a couple of batters with walks and a double since then. Pitch in for a called strike. It's 0-2. Six-hitter Deering, 0-for-2 in the game, plus a walk. Hames tucks the ball in the glove on the hip, out in front, up, down, swing and a miss on the fastball. 19 strikeouts, two in this inning. When we go to the bottom of the eighth, it's Norwin 3, Seneca Valley 3 here on the NFHS Network.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
Abby Telly to work her second inning of pressure-packed relief. a caught stealing to get out of the bottom of the seventh inning and get us to bonus softball. Nev Miller to lead off. 1-for-3 in the game against the starter, Brooklyn Koch. Off-speed pitch from the lefty drops down and in for ball one. The good news is my scorebook handles 12 innings.
Mine only goes 10.
I don't have extra pages, so I'm in trouble if we go beyond 12 innings. I'll have to pull out some kind of other scoring system. 1-0, misses low, 2-0.
We're going to be covering some state playoffs. You better get another scorebook.
I have other scorebooks. I just don't have them with me.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to be out of pages if something happens here. We go beyond 12 innings.
Yeah, we still got another game to do after this.
I have that ready.
Okay.
Miller, soft liner at the shortstop. Snowberger gathers herself, kind of hunkers down there and makes sure she's reading it right, and then gets it in her glove. Line out to short, one down.
We've had a great game here today. It's been a great ball game.
Catcher Anna Kalkowski to bat. Gave way to a pinch hitter in the sixth. Lauren Foligno, who flied out to right. Kalkowski shows bunt, takes a pitch low for a ball. I don't think we've seen a cloud in the sky since we got here at 8:30 this morning, or at least since Jason and I got here at 8:30 this morning.
I was here by 9.
Fly ball to left center field, going to find grass, and it hops past Kugler. She'll recover, but not before Kalkowski gets into second with a one-out double in the bottom of the eighth.
Hit to the gap, the power alley in left center. Good, strong hit there by Kalkowski.
Don't look now, but the hitter of the day for Seneca Valley is coming to the plate. Kylie Stout has 3 hits today. Drove in a run in the bottom of the sixth and then scored the tying run. It's like, are we going to get a runner for Kalkowski? If we do, it would be her second time out.
I don't think so.
Sub out her second time.
Well, they had somebody coming out. They bring somebody else. A conversation about who can run or who is going to run here. Well,
yeah, I stand corrected. As the catcher, Kalkowski can leave the game for a courtesy runner, but we haven't gotten there yet.
Well, Rice had come out.
But she's a courtesy runner for the pitcher.
And then now it's going to be... Is it Julia Velasic?
It is indeed.
Represents the winning run out there in scoring position for the Seneca Valley Lady Raiders.
So Velasic on at second for Kalkowski. Kylie Stewart, 3-for-3, 2 singles and a triple. Ball popped up, foul going to find its way to the ground. The ball's in a strike, one out. The golden run potential at second base. No balls, one strike. Telly deals. Ground ball past the first baseman into right field. Rounding third and heading for home. Throw not in time. Game-winning hit, Kylie Stewart, her 4th hit of the ball game, and Seneca Valley wins the championship, walking it off in the bottom of the 8th. One-out double for Anna Kalkowski, her courtesy runner Julia Velasic sprints home on the RBI game-winning, championship-winning base hit to right by Kylie Stout. One run, 2 hits, a runner left on. Your final score... Seneca Valley 4, Norwin 3, here on the NFHS Network. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Seneca Valley and Norwin in a battle, and not only the game-winning run, the championship-winning run, but the season-ending run. Seneca Valley ends Norwin's season because only the WPIL champion goes to the state playoffs. What a day for Kylie Stout.
Man, you're not kidding.
She drove in the second run with a triple in the sixth, scored the tying run in the bottom of that inning, and now drives in the game winner.
I mean, she had some great hits, had the big triple in the sixth, and then the game-winning hit wasn't anything spectacular, just a nice ball down the first baseline, enough to bring in Kalkowski from second and win the ballgame.
Let's recap the scoring for you. Norwin took a 1-0 lead off double for Bailey Snowberger. She went to second on a wild pitch and scored on a passed ball. 1-0 Knights. To the top of the second, Addie Grimes led off with a base hit. A wild pitch moved her to second. After a couple of strikeouts, Snowberger walked. Both runners advance on the second wild pitch of the inning. Dan Wardzinski delivers a base hit that scores Snowberger to make it 2-0. And then, runners move up to second and third on that second wild pitch. And then Wardzinski's base hit drove in both to make it a 3-0 score. We went to the bottom of the third inning. Leadoff single for Riley Cratchable for Seneca Valley. She was forced out on a ball hit by Abby Kalkowski. But then Kara Pasquale with the RBI triple to get the Raiders on the board. Stayed 3-1 to the bottom of the sixth. Leadoff single for Nev Miller. Kalkowski flew out, and then Kylie Stout with the RBI triple. And she scored on Olivia Harum's base hit that tied the ball game to send us to the seventh. Neither team scoring, though both had base runners in that seventh inning. Norwin set down an order in the top of the eighth. And then we go to the bottom of the eighth after a lineout. Kalkowski with the double to left center field. And Kylie Stout with a ground ball single between the first and second baseman to drive home the courtesy runner, Julia Velasic, with the game-winning run. Here are your totals in the game. Seneca Valley in 8 innings, 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 8 left on. For Norwin, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors, 6 left on base. The winning pitcher is Lexi Hames. She allows 3 runs, 2 earned on 4 hits. Walked 4. Hit a batter and struck out 19 in the title game. The loss goes to the second pitcher of the day for Norwin, the lefty Abby Telly. 1 1/3 innings of work, charged with the game-winning run and 2 hits. Walked 1. That was intentional. Brooklyn Koch, the starter, 6 innings, charged with the first 3 runs all earned. Gave up 8 hits, walked 3 all intentionally, and struck out 5. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Ordinarily, and our player of the game certainly would have to give strong consideration to Lexi Hames. Only struck out 19 batters, allowed four hits, one after the fourth in a game that went extra innings. But because the Raiders rally from a three-run deficit, get the game tied, and win it in extra innings, and a big part of that win was somebody else, we're going to go that direction. Our player of the game, Seneca Valley right fielder Kylie Stout, 4-for-4, triple and a run scored, a run driven in the sixth, and an RBI single in the eighth to walk it off as the Seneca Valley Raiders win the WPIAL championship for Seneca Valley. It is their fourth softball title and the second in the last 3 years, also 92, 99, 2022, and now 2024. So on to the state playoffs for the Raiders. They'll travel into District 10 to take on McDowell on Monday. Sights and times to be announced, we hope, soon by the PIAA. And for the Norwin Knights, just could not get back over the 500 mark, battled in the playoffs with the back-to-back upsets of higher-seeded teams to get the 10-10, but just couldn't finish the deal. Had a 3-0 lead in the championship. But, again, a sixth inning here in the WPIL Finals proves to be really monumental, and the Raiders got it in their favor, and the Knights did not. Today's game on the NFHS Network brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition, by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true, and by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Thanks to head coaches Marlise Ames and Brian Message, to Randy Gore, the North Allegheny Sports Network, the WPIL Softball Committee and Chair Scott Moore, and the entire crew here at Penn West, California. From our partner Nate Rigotti and our floor director Jason Tennant, Brett Gumby to Scott Donnelly and Cameron Pritz on cameras, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In eight innings in the WPIL 6A Softball Championship, your final score, Seneca Valley 4, Norwin 3. This has been a presentation of the NFHS Network.